So I want to talk briefly about something that served me as a really powerful bridge to fourth density consciousness. You know, sometimes it can feel like we are in this state of third density consciousness, fully, you know, embedded in the belief in separation, seeing separation, feeling separation, experiencing separation all the time. And it's like, how do I get from there to this awareness of oneness in fourth density consciousness? It can seem like there's such a huge chasm to be crossed. And so this understanding I want to share with you has become, for me, just the most magnificent bridge that allows the awareness of oneness to be so much more easily integrated. And that is that all things exist in relationship. If the mind is finding it too hard to understand or comprehend everything is one, we can give the mind a little bit of an easier understanding to reach for and integrate, and it'll serve like one step to the next, right? So if it's too challenging for the mind to fully integrate the understanding that all is one, there's no separation at all, then we can say, hey, forget about that. Just try and perceive that everything exists in relationship. That's not so hard. You know, we can look at anything around you in the room and outside your window, anywhere, right? And you can easily see this concept as a truth in our reality. All things exist in relationship. Everything depends on everything else. Nothing can exist in a vacuum. So let's, you know, sort of forget about all is one for a moment. Let's spend a few weeks, maybe a few months, making this the highest truth we can reach for. All things exist in relationship. Because what this will do to us as we contemplate this, everything is relationship. Everything is relationship. Nothing exists apart from relationship. Is that eventually, as we are engaging with every object, every person, every moment as a relationship, at some point, after enough contemplation and meditation on this principle has happened within us, all at once, the reality will dawn, a flash of insight, an aha moment. All is one. Whoa, I see it now. It can happen like that. But we sometimes need an intermediary concept to bridge that gap for us. And this one serves as the most incredible bridge to full-on fourth density consciousness, which again, as we said last week, is absolutely no capacity remaining in us to engage with anything unlovingly. Doesn't mean we're not still challenged, doesn't mean difficult feelings don't arise sometimes. They will, but love is our default mode, right? Effortlessly and automatically and naturally. Takes no effort. We don't have to remember love, recall love. Oh yeah, that's right. Let me be loving in this moment. True color green is when we've lost the ability to be in any other state, right? It's just this absolute obvious recognition that everything is one. All is the one essence. All is God. All is the source manifesting. And so there's a natural recognition that to resist, to attack, to fight, to judge, to criticize anything in reality is to attack the creator. And it's this act of insanity. You know, these recognitions become very self-evident when we reach that true color green, that, you know, 125 SQ and above. So let's use this principle, all things exist in relationship, to bring us to that true color green. We talked about this idea last week that everything in the universe is in an endless flow of giving and receiving. That's what it means, right? To say that everything exists in relationship. The whole universe is in this constant flow of giving and receiving, right? Which means nothing can exist in a separated state, or it would literally die immediately, right? If it was in some kind of vacuum. So there's actually this really kind of funny, cheeky section of Course of Love. We've been talking about the separated state that it does not exist. And this is the only way we've mentioned it. But for a moment, let's placate your delusion that you are separate. Let's talk about the separated state as if it exists. So you're in a separated state, right? This is what you think. So you're separate, we got that. But don't you still have needs? Even in a separated state, you still have needs, right? Nobody would possibly deny that they have needs. In fact, the separated state is completely focused 100% on its needs. It needs more this, more that. Eventually, it's more power, more dominion, more control over people, places, and things. So the separated state only cares about its needs. So it's like, even the separated state exists in relationship, right? How are you gonna get your needs met if you're not in relationship to something? Just for me to pick up this glass of water, I'm already in a relationship with it. I'm holding it in my hand, and then I'm gonna drink from the cup. The cup held the water for me. I drank the water, it went into my body. Now there's a relationship between the water and my body. Now my body is beginning to disseminate the water through the intestines and through the body. Everything that just took place in relationship, right? So even in a separated state, you still need relationship. So whatever way you slice it, you can't get out of this fact that you are in constant relationship. And A Course of Love says the Christ in you is relationship. The Christ in you is your relationship to all that is. Everything is the Christ, right? So every person you meet is the Christ in you is the relationship to them, because the Christ in them is the relationship to you. A friendship is a dynamic of giving and receiving. No friendship, no relationship, but no friendship can last if there's not a giving and receiving. All right, what do we do with people that just want to suck our energy and complain constantly, and they never ask us how we are or about our life or anything to do with us? It's all about them. We can't get away quick enough, right? We want nothing to do with a friendship like that. All love to you, but I'm not interested in just having my energy sucked. I got to use my energy for higher purposes, right? So let's have some giving and receiving, and then we can have relationship, because that's what relationship is. So here's the catch-all, right? You only perceive lack. You only think you're perceiving lack because you have needs that you believe aren't being met. Right? The ego interprets every need it has that isn't met in this moment. That's a lack. It takes it as a signal of lack. So if I'm hungry, instantly my mind says I'm lacking food. And so unity consciousness says there's absolutely no lack of food, but you need to be in relationship to have it. So go find some food and eat it, and then you'll have the abundance you're looking for. It's all out there, but it only exists in relationship. Are you seeing it? There is no lack, there's just what you're not giving, because relationship is giving and receiving. So in the unity of creation, which is a never-ending flow of giving and receiving, all needs are met because all needs are shared. There's no human being on this planet that has a need that all the others don't have. So all needs are shared, which means all we need to do to have our needs met is be in that flow of giving and receiving. So what this means is that the belief in lack only arises because we have separated ourselves from unity. The belief in lack only arises because we've separated ourselves from that unity, from that endless flow of giving and receiving that's constantly going on in the universe. We believe we're separate, and we behave and interact with the universe like we're separate from it. And so we're cutting ourselves off from the infinite abundance that is always going on in unity, right? So we are just simply not participating in that flow. And then from there, we perceive those needs as what we're lacking. So until we understand the truth that giving and receiving are one, this is an inescapable law of the universe, everything exists in relationship. Until we really get that, we won't be able to believe that lack does not exist. That's the mind's evidence that lack is real. Why? Because I have needs that aren't being met. Well, do you have needs that aren't being met, or have you cut yourself off from the endless flow of giving and receiving? Which one is it? Just like a tree exists in full completion within the seed, right? And yet it has to go through a growth period and evolution to manifest that seed. In the same way, you exist in full completion of your divine self. The divine idea that you are is already complete in God's mind, right? It's not lacking anything. It's not in an in-between state. All ideas in the divine mind are complete ideas. So you already exist in your completed, abundant, perfect state, even while you're growing and evolving here in this earth dream, right? So to look at a small tree growing out of the dirt and say, this tree is lacking leaves. Anyone would respond to that comment by saying, well, I mean, it's not lacking leaves, it just hasn't grown them yet. But give it a couple weeks and you're gonna start seeing leaves. So we have to decide if lack exists or not at a certain point, right? Can lack exist in an infinitely unified universe where all things exist in interdependence and relationship? Lack can't exist because it would mean the whole universe would have to die eventually, right? Lack would be like a virus, a poison that goes through the universe and separates everything into absolute non-existence. So if there's a universe that seems to be full of life and full of existence, it's one, right? It's not separate. So in the same way, you know, you're the microcosm of the macrocosm. All that is true of the universe is true of you. All that is true of the universe is true of you. So if the universe can only exist in relationship and separation can't exist, or the universe couldn't exist, the same is true for you. There's not even a grain of sand of separation in who you are, but you have to realize it. And the way to realize it is to begin perceiving the relationships of everything. You know, you're having your morning coffee and you're looking at the relationship between the cup and the liquid. And then you're thinking about the relationship of how your body takes in the caffeine and uses it for different things. You can look at a cloud floating in the sky and say, oh, it's in relationship to the space around it. Just be in that mode, right? It seems like a simple exercise, but I promise you, it's so potent, you guys, because you're training your mind to perceive unity. Because again, eventually, once relationship becomes common sense, you know, kindergarten level obvious awareness for you, all at once it will dawn, everything is the one being manifesting, because there isn't another option. And because everything exists in relationship, then it's really just one thing is what we're getting at. It will occur to you in a magnificent, instant way. Your ego becomes like a movie you've watched a million times and would rather do just about anything than watch that movie one more time. When you see your ego for what it really is, right, an absolute fabrication of the mind, an absolute delusion one holds that something separate can exist, and not only that, I'm that separate thing. Once you see how ridiculous that notion is and how contradictory it is to reality and how unhelpful it is and how detrimental it is and how all it does is make you suffer because it's not true, everything in you will turn away from the idea of separation and turn towards the absolute bliss of unity. At the same time, you see the falsity of your ego, simultaneously, you will see the reality of the universe. And go, oh, everything is love expressing. Everything is one great energy manifesting. And I am part of that endless dance of perfection and self-expression. I am part of that because I'm in relationship to it. It becomes, this is how it always is for spiritual truth. When we realize them like a child, meaning, it doesn't appear to you to be this super high level, lofty concept that your brain has somehow wrapped itself around, and now you understand this really complicated concept called oneness. That's not the way we experience it. We understand oneness like a child understands mommy and daddy. Mommy isn't a complicated concept for a baby. Mommy is all the baby even knows. It's the baby's whole world. It's not some like, wow, I'm so spiritually intelligent. Sometimes we realize spiritual truth and feel embarrassed about how long it took us to realize such an obvious fact. And the obvious fact is, whether you're experiencing this or not, all things exist in relationship. It is the most obvious fact of our existence. Every moment of your existence is proving this and has proven it. And yet you just haven't taken notice of it yet. So I want to read this quote from A Course of Love to close us off here. So it's talking about this desire to control everything we have, which we talk a whole lot about here. So it says, the source is the ego. Even now, the ego will take every opportunity that arises to prove to you that independence is far better than a state of relationship. It will work diligently to convince you that any course that tries to take away your independence should be resisted. As long as you continue to listen to your ego, you will not understand giving and receiving as one and will not believe it. And then one segment a little bit later says, although this state exists as the already accomplished, it is up to you to create it for yourself. Interesting, right? Although this state already exists, it's up to you to create it for yourself. What does that mean? It means you have to join with it. You create it by joining with it. That's how we create the state of unity. We just join into it. You must create it for yourself only because you believe you replaced what was already accomplished. You must create it for yourself only because you believe you replaced it with a state called separation. This is what is happening as you unlearn and learn in unison. You are creating the state of unity as a new reality for yourself, even though it is actually a return to what has always been. I'll say that again. You are creating a state of unity as a new reality for yourself, even though it is actually a return to what has always been. So that's what we talked about last week, right? With the concept that in order to know ourself, capital S, to know our divine Christ self, we can actually only know it by giving it, by sharing it. As we share who we are, we actually learn, experience, and integrate who we are. Every moment you love someone else with no strings attached, you learn and understand who you are as oneness, as unity.